Good evening.
How would you say Valentine?
I was just talking to you, interpreter. I just need clarification. We'll be starting in 30 seconds.
Good evening.
I'll be mostly talking in Inuktitut later on. First of all, I'd like to thank you for the interpreters, Abraham, Jeannie, and Lucia. Before we open the meeting, I would like to say a small prayer for this council members and for the audience. Good evening. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, giving us opportunity. We also ask you to give us a strength. This work of the council members is for the city, for the people, for our community, for the people who come to the city. We pray to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
Adoption of agenda. We need a motion. Councillor Stevenson move. Councillor Amalapala second. Any question? Addition? Katimaji Natak Apakutiksak Paka. Okay. No question. All in favor? And I see
unanimous.
Councillor Smith. Hand. Thank you. Okay, go to minutes. Number 1A, public hearing. Number 1, minute dated January 24, 2023. Moved by Councillor Kwasa. Seconded by Councillor Amarapala. Any questions and concerns or comment? Being none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor? All in favor in the house? And can raise your hand. Unanimous. Thank you. Another minute for city council meeting number 2, dated January 24, 2023. Need a mover or a seconder? Moved by Councillor Amarapala, seconded by Councillor Stevenson. Any question on those minutes, comments, and concern? Being none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor? All in favor in the house and in favor for the Kim. Motion carried, unanimous. Thank you. Another minute. 1C, Finance Committee of the Whole, number 1, dated February 7, 2023. Need a mover, second move by Deputy Mayor Shepherd, seconded by Councillor Stevenson. Any question, concern? Being none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor? All in favor in house and in favor with Kim. Councillor Smith, I'm sorry. Unanimous, thank you. Any declaration of interest for tonight's meeting? Being none, we're going to move to delegations Local Duck Society, can you come forward, please? Rabbit Housing Initiative application, Ka Sing Kong. I will talk to you in Inuktitut.
You can proceed.
Okay. I'm Kathleen Gomez. I am the treasurer for Okotek Society. I've been the treasurer for quite a few years now. And we see some new exciting advancements in our community lately. I'm appearing before you today to request the City of Iqaluit provide support letters for Okotek Society's application to the Rapid Housing Initiative for our two current developments. Rapid Housing Initiatives require that the application obtain from the city, firstly, an assurance that the city supports the proposed project, and secondly, that the city will fast-track the development permits for the projects funded under the Rapid Housing Initiative to ensure that the projects meet the program's timelines, which for northern projects is roughly about 24 months for approval, being expected July 2023. We know that the city councillor is familiar with the single room occupancy affordable rooming house project planned for the Butler building site, as Okotek was the successful proponent for the city's call for proposal for that site. We would like to thank the city very much for their support and the opportunity to provide an affordable housing project for this site. We understand that the project met the city's development criteria and therefore has the city's support. We hope that the city would therefore also extend the kindness of further support in the form of an agreement to fast-track the development permits for this project and provide a letter to that effect. Our second project is the expansion of the low barrier services at the municipal address of 158 Nipisa, the former site of the Nunavut Country Foods, which Okotek purchased with capital contribution kindly provided by QIA. The three-story building will contain a day warming program, a commercial kitchen for feeding the occupants of the site, a low barrier shelter of 40 beds, and a transitional housing program of 14 beds. All of the services will be low barrier and therefore be the first in the city, if not the territory, for transitional housing particularly. At the current low barrier overnight respite at 534, we turn away about 49 individuals a month looking for shelter because of overcrowding. This coincides closely with the number of intermittent shelter users that we knew would lose access to emergency shelter when we moved to the new building 1077. And we're no longer overcrowding. Building 534 is now slated for redevelopment by the GN. In 2024-25, and the current low barrier program itself will be homeless. The GN has no options for housing for this service. We trust that the city is aware of the real need for the expansion of the current low barrier emergency shelter and a low barrier transition program where people can have a secure, safe, and quiet place to gain skills, experience, and support to move out of the shelter system and out of chronic homelessness. The need for a day warming center is also in evidence, as just in the short time that it opened at Building 534, we have seen fewer people outside of the grocery stores, Tim Hortons, and other public areas, and the use of the day warming program grows daily. We kindly ask that the City Council also consider a support letter for this much-needed project. The low barrier services expansion and the assistance in making the Rapid Housing Initiative requirements for committing to fast-tracking the development permit application when submitted. Thank you on behalf of Ukitak Society and my fellow directors and management for your time and attention and consideration. Thank you.
Just for clarity on what you just stated, to gain skills, experience, and support to move out of the shelter. I'm just wondering what type of programs or what type of experience do these individuals gain when you're talking about these? What kind of experience are they being? I don't know. Kanu kya? That what an apakutika kaya ni may yawa.
That is my question. Thank you, Mayor Abba.
When I make katimi yakbasa,
Councillor Basa.
Kaya tapungara sa Mayor Kathleen.
We're looking at doing like general life skills. We were talking about doing a program for financial literacy to help them do daily banking, even how to save or put money aside so that the funds go for the whole month. Right now there's on the land programming as well that we have been doing all along, but we're hoping to give the gentleman at the shelter every opportunity to help them succeed and move into more of a transitional housing instead of an emergency shelter or homelessness altogether. So the sky's the limit on programming. We just need the facility to do it.
Thank you, Ms. Kung. Kanuna tayo katak-tak apakotiksikin na ilagay ko ti.
Any comments or additional comments, concerns?
No. Thank you very much for that explanation. I'm just wondering, success stories, are there any successful stories? I mean, I'm sure you have capacity, resources to do these things, and any success stories?
You want to respond to that? This call?
Yeah, well, when we were first in the previous shelter, it was more of just a place for them to sleep the night and stay warm, and it was extremely overcrowded. Now we have the actual new shelter, and we've been working with all of the occupants of the shelter, and some of them now are in the transitional housing levels, but we really need more of those types of accommodations. Because some of them have jobs and some of them have the capacity, but don't have the skill sets to be able to go into, their own apartments. And affordability is also an issue because, the rents aren't cheap here. It is the nature of Iqaluit. So if we can provide them with a place like the Butler Building where they can rent rooms at a reasonable cost or even move out of the emergency shelter into transitional housing, that's a step above what it was before by a long shot. And we're always there to give them any support they need.
Ms. Combe, Cutting Me Jay Stevenson.
Thank you, Ms. Combe.
Thank you, Kathleen, for your presentation. So the funds that you reference in your presentation provided by QIA came through the federal government's ICSF, Indigenous Community Support Fund. And, you know, we're generously provided by the federal government to help mitigate COVID-19 through improving our communities. This is an awesome way of doing that. It's a fantastic venture. At the same time, though, we're applying to another federal program, that being the Rapid Housing Initiative, to fund the building of this building. I know that the deadline for Rapid Housing is March 14th or 15th, and I know that they have a significant amount of convoluted, I would say, requirements for that application. And I'm wondering, aside from the letter that you're requesting here or letters that you're requesting here, what other documentation, attestation, or commitments do you guys need before the application for Rapid Housing will be complete?
Quinn, Katimia Stevenson, you want to answer that? Where are you?
Oh, good. Right now, we are getting the architectural and all the building requirements done right away, because we need to get everything in hand before we do our submission. I know Laurel and has been working on it. She's actually still working on it while she's on vacation, because it is something that is very important to both of us and actually the whole board to get this done and get it in and make it happen, because it's an absolute necessity. I can't specifically say where we are with the documentation, but I know at our last meeting we were right where we needed to be, and this was our next step, was to get the city's letter of commitment.
Okay, let me, Ms. Combe, I'm going to go to our Zoom counselor on the Zoom. Councillor Smith, happy Valentine.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. I would just like to thank the Utuk Society for all the work they do in our community. And I think that this is a great, and both initiatives are great things that I really think we should support. And I would be very happy to make a motion to support all three of your asks here tonight, for both the letters of support and, you know, getting you guys your development permits as, you know, fast as possible. So I'd like to make a motion for that.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. We're going to have this is going to be in our agenda on new business. When you go there, and I'll ask you to move that motion. Okay. Thank you, Councillor Smith. I'm going to go to Councillor Natak.
Thank you. Zero word at me.
I'm just going to make a comment. It's not a question. We will be aware that the Opal Society, when we move them to a bigger building,
There's still people waiting for a house and on the waiting list. I support your request for homelessness. There's still many homeless people out there. I will also support this Solomon, Mayor Solomon, and I will support it. Thank you.
Deputy Mayor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's hard to toot your own horn sometimes, but I think I'd like to say a few words about the Okotok Society and some of the success they've seen over the past 5-6 years. Over that time, I was appointed as an ex officio board member, essentially in an advisory capacity from the city to work with Okotok in various ways. And having worked with the society through that transition from a small 3-bedroom house to the facilities that are in place now, and through the expansion that is additionally underway, it's been incredible to see. The very dedicated board members over those years, highly capable executive director in Laurel. I have full confidence that a successful application will be complete and on time for this project. There have been clients transition from complete homelessness into housing units now. Through the transitional projects that the society runs. There are on-the-land programs, access to government supports, simple things like getting a social insurance number and additional identification can make a very big difference in some of these individuals' lives. So the society does amazing work. It goes under the radar a lot. The only things that make the news are negative things at times, and I don't think there's enough credit given where credit is due. To that end, I do have a motion prepared that'll be coming up in new business, offering our support for this. There are some limitations into how quickly certain aspects can be done through the development permit process, depending on zoning and some other issues. But we will work in any way we legally can to help expedite this and move this project forward if that motion is successful.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Shepherd, Councillor Amarapala.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. Deputy Mayor Shepherd just kind of answered one of my questions, so that was great. So in your letter, you indicated that the country food store that you guys purchased, the building, but you indicated that it's a 3-story building. Is that what you prepare to build? Like you're going to tear it down and build up on it? Or because it's not currently a 3-story building. Okay. Perfect. Good to know. Sorry. Yeah, get that on the record. Sorry.
You want to answer that?
Yeah. The building will be torn down and a 3-story going instead.
Thank you, Kathleen. Again, go ahead.
All 3 of us are still on there.
Oh, I'm good.
Thank you. Sorry with all the mic systems. The other question is just kind of, I guess, for you to kind of brag on your success stories, I guess. So I wanted to ask about the transitional housing that you guys have built. And I know that housing is like a very difficult thing to acquire here. It's very hard to afford. And in my understanding, transitional housing is housing that you can live in until you can gain the needs and supports to afford your own place. So essentially what I'm asking is, how is that going in terms of like how many people or families are you able to transition out of the transitional housing units, and how many people are able to just get their own housing in the housing crisis that we're in right now? Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Amarapala. Ms. Kong.
Okay. When you're looking at the housing continuum, that's kind of an issue here in Iqaluit. There's a gap. So when you're looking at transitioning out of transitional housing, there has to be some place for them to go. And right now, with the wait list at Iqaluit Housing, it's difficult to get a place right away. So with the Butler Building site, where it's going to be one-bedroom units, that will give individuals a place to slot into if you think about affordable housing. But there has to be more options like that available in order for people to move throughout the housing continuum. If there's a gap, you're almost, it's like a stopcock. So the Butler Building will help a bit, and it gives some individuals an affordable place to live. Yeah. Other than rent control, I don't know what else you can do. And I'm 100% for that.
Thank you, Ms. Cole. Thank you for your presentation. I believe that we can have a motion later on in tonight's meeting. We're going to move on to our agenda. Thank you for your coming. Awards, none. Council statement. Councillor Shepherd, Deputy Mayor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to take a second to acknowledge all of our athletes that participated in the Arctic Winter Games. Their dedication to their sport, the hours of training they put in, were on fine display in Fort McMurray last week. I was fortunate enough to be able to attend to see almost all the different sports at various points in time, see lots of our athletes, you know, performing at a very high level, getting their personal bests in certain events, showing excellent sportsmanship in others. By all accounts, everybody had a very good time and represented our city and our territory incredibly well. I'm sure we're all very, very proud of our athletes. And secondly, I'd like to acknowledge all the coaches and mission staff that attended to support that. They deal with an incredible amount of the behind-the-scenes work to support our athletes while they're there at Arctic Winter Games. You know, try to shield our athletes from any hiccups that do occur so that everybody, all the youth, can have a really, really enjoyable time. They put in a lot of hours as well. I was really proud to witness all of our athletes and our coaches and mission staff and the work they did and the performances they made in Fort McMurray last week.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Shepherd. Maybe we can applaud them. Queen Namik, Katimi Natak.
Councillor Natak. I want to comment. I'm back to the search and rescue representative. We did not have a connection to anywhere or communication, but we now have small radios that can connect to their homes. Now we know we're able to communicate with each other now. We tell each other what's going on. Our former neighbor took me out of the search and rescue representation, but I'm back there now. So our small radios are very helpful and useful and beneficial to us that we are able to communicate with each other on what's going on where we are.
I just wanted to comment on this and relay the information. Thank you. Thank you, the Councillor Nata.
Have a seat. Go ahead. Councillor Smith, can you hear me? Okay. You want to see? You got a comment?
Sorry. I didn't have my hand up there, but I do want to say congratulations to all our athletes. Amazing job, everybody. Truly phenomenal. Also makes me feel really old and out of shape seeing all these young kids kicking butt out there. And also just wanted to say happy Valentine's Day to all our citizens. Whether or not, you know, you got a Valentine or not, I think all of Iqaluit is my Valentine, and I fall more and more in love with it every day. So.
Thank you, Councillor Smith.
I'll go to switch English.
I just want to say that we had a 4-day workshop. I think 4 of us are here, 3 of us. Who had an emergency workshop, and very useful to learn how to respond, how to prepare, what to do, what to think, what to look for, that kind of stuff. And I believe that it could help us as a city, as a whole, government department, city councilor, staff, organization, and all the other businesses. I believe that they will be able to be more prepared if there's any emergency happening here in Iqaluit or even outside Iqaluit. That's all I want to say. We're going to go to deferred business and then bylaw, first reading, bylaw number 954, amendment to bylaw number 935, nonprofit and charitable organization property tax relief bylaw schedule A. We need a motion. Moved by Deputy Mayor Shepherd, seconded by Councillor Stevenson. The first reading is no question. All in favor? In favor in-house, Councillor Smith, in favor, or unanimous, carried. Bylaw B, second reading bylaw number 954, amendment to bylaw number 935, nonprofit and charitable organization property tax relief bylaw schedule A, any mover? Moved by Deputy Mayor Shepherd, seconded by Councillor Amarapala. Any question on that one? Deputy Mayor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just on item number 5 on the first page of the bylaw, you know, this schedule may be amended by the CAO as and when required or by way of council motion. I would propose amending this to remove that text between CAO and by way of. I think amending this schedule should be an act of council. Not that current administration would act in a nefarious way and make changes to the schedule without council knowing, but I think it should require a motion of council to make changes to Schedule A.
Thank you, Mayor Shepherd.
any opposed to that request? No. Any more question, comment? So we're going to amend that, what's in the writing. With amendment, all in favor? In unanimous. Thank you, Councillor Smith. Motion carried. So we're going to go to new business. Code of Society, Urban Housing Initiative, that's Deputy Mayor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We've already discussed with the treasurer of the society, but I move that the City of Iqaluit provide letters of support to Okotok Society in respect to their applications made under the Rapid Housing Initiative with the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, and that the City of Iqaluit, within a reasonable manner, prioritize any application made under the Rapid Housing Initiative.
Councillor Stevenson, Councillor Smith was wanting to move down, but she seconded the motion. Any question, concern? Being none, all in favor? All in favor in house, and Councillor Smith, thank you. Motion carried. 9B, request for decision fire training ground. Change order. I'm going to go to Saman Ghosh, Director of Engineering and Capital Planning.
Thank you, Mayor Awa, and good evening, councillors. So before I start with this RFD, just my apologies for a typo on page 2. The table on page 2 reads W2P fuel tank replacement, so it should be fire training ground mechanical works. So the table title is wrong over there. And this is, we completed this, we have achieved substantial completion on this project in December last year, but a couple of issues that remains outstanding and needs to be addressed are the combustion air damper trap, as well as support for the fuel line coming off out of the fuel tank, and thermistors. So as you can see, there are two options based, option one and option two. I am recommending council's approval for option one because the thermistors, which need attention, can't wait till the next year. So it's a substantial amount of 26,000. So I kind of ask the approval from council for going with option number one. One of the reasons that we need that combustion air damper was, like, initially when it went to design, we were thinking it will have less occupancy, it will be more like a storage place, but then things changed and priorities changed within the departments, so there will be some amount of occupancy. And what we have found in December last year, it was having issues, the building, when wind and snow was coming through inside the building. So that's one of the reasons why we want to address this during this fiscal year. And I'm seeking council's approval for going with option one with a total amount of $24,831 for these two items.
Thank you. Gosh, any motion, question? Deputy Mayor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mayor. You know, it's important that the work gets done, and I'll be willing to make a motion after this comment. I just have a question for administration. This is the first of three requests for decision this evening in a row, where projects have run over budget and we're being asked to spend money that has not been budgeted. when are we going to be able to meet to review our capital budget for the year and make the amendments that are going to be required to cover off this spending and identify source of funds for how we're going to pay for all of this?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Shepherd, CAO.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. Thank you, Deputy Mayor Shepherd, for your question. As it stands right now and putting together some items for bringing to the Finance Committee for a review for budget amendment, I would anticipate possibly in March. It may require a call for a meeting that may not be scheduled, but I foresee March being a deliverable date to bring that to council or committee, sorry.
Thank you, CAO. You got the answer? Okay. Any other comment, question? Okay. Who wants to make a motion on option one? Deputy Mayor Shepherd, move.
Sorry, I've got a comment.
Oh, okay. Councillor Smith, you got a question?
Sorry, thank you. I had my hand up, but maybe it didn't show. Thanks, Mayor Awa. I just have just a quick question here. So I guess the difference between option one and option two is that one includes the thermistors, which would have to just come in at a later date from my understanding. But I'm just, in reading the background of this request for decision, it's sounding like the contractor who did the work didn't actually do the work according to spec. So I'm wondering if that's a cost that's going to have, that we're going to have to cover because a contractor did not use the specified thermocouples instead of this thermistor string. So I'm just wondering if that's something that we're going to have to cover later when it was a contractor that didn't follow the spec provided for the job. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Smith. Gosh?
Yes, that's correct. Like when the contractors installed the thermistors, they were of a different type, different from what was specified, and it did not get caught during the inspection of the foundation slab and the structural elements. So that's the reason what I understand that did not get caught at the right time. And the contractor who did the civil works, the foundation works, his contract is completed and he's got everything. The contract is basically closed, so there isn't much we can do on that.
Thank you. Does that answer your question, Councillor Smith?
Sort of. I guess it's just a little bit frustrating that people can do things that aren't what we've asked them specifically to do, and then nothing can be done after. But that's okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Deputy Mayor Shepherd was moving to option one. In a seconder. Seconded by Councillor Huasa. Any comments and concern to the option one motion? Being none, all in favor? All in favor, and Councillor Smith raised hand. Unanimous. Thank you. Motion carried. 9C, fire training ground relocation. Global update. Mr. Gosh.
So council gave direction to staff to relocate the office from old fire training ground by using city's internal resources. We have been exploring this option and still till now we haven't made much progress on that. Two of the major reasons why we didn't make much progress was, one is we don't have the appropriate type of lifting equipment, which which is probably one of the main constraints. The other one is that we need skilled laborers like welders and welders who are not available right now in Iqaluit. So from these two perspectives, we were unable to come up with a solution with using internal city resources. The other thing I wanted to say was, like, we have the contractor who will be mobilizing for the work on waste transfer station this construction season, probably by the beginning or middle of March. And I know, like, probably as soon as they get mobilized, they will ask for the removal of those containers. So that will be an issue if we don't, if we are not able to remove the containers in a timely fashion. And the other thing, which I apologize, I misspoke in my last presentation. I said that foundation work for the containers in the new fire training ground is not covered under that quote from the contractor. That's not correct. So I took a second look at it and I rectify that, like, the foundation work for placing the containers at new fire training ground is covered by the contractor's quote. So that 252,000 what I presented during the last presentation, it covers the foundation cost for the containers.
Thank you, Carlos. Any question? You're on in a motion. Let me just update. Okay. Moving along, request for decision, Apex Road Crosswalk, the contractor, Shaman. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. So for Apex Crosswalk, we received three bids, one from Arctic Tower Arctic, one from Nunavut Limited, and one from Pilotic Enterprises. The lowest was Tower Arctic at $212,736. We have a budget of $230,000 for this particular project in 2023. So if we take out the contingency, we are well within the budget. If we consider that contingency of $30,000, we are a little over budget. Hopefully, we'll not have any changes in this one. And with that being said, I am requesting Council's approval on award of this contract to Tower Arctic.
You move by Councillor Stevenson. Second, you've got a question, or seconder? You've got a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, but he just said we have to do a motion first. Oh, did we?
You can do the second.
Sorry, guys, we got a little mix up. Seconded by Deputy Mayor Shepherd. Any question? Councillor Marampala.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. Just for my own knowledge, where is this intersection of, like, QEW? Just curious, sorry.
It's just in front of the hospital, the new hospital. When you're going towards the other side.
The QEW stands for Ricket. Mayor Shepherd, you want to explain that?
I have a question. So I assume for $212,000, we're getting a little bit more than some white lines painted on the road. Can you give us some fulsome detail on what this crosswalk is going to entail?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Shepherd. Gosh.
Thank you. So it will basically be having a pedestrian crossing, which will be assisted by, I think, a device which will stop the cars, with a request to stop the cars, and so that pedestrians can cross. So that will be the electrical mechanical component, which will basically be the major component for which we need a O&M component to this, and we are in talks with our Arctic Electric, who will probably operate and maintain the system once the project is finished, but it hasn't been finalized yet.
Thank you, guys. Deputy Mayor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Do we have any just ongoing O&M cost with a crosswalk? Just kind of took me by surprise. Do we have a ballpark figure on what we expect the O&M costs on a crosswalk to be? Is this project, as requested here, to full completion with the lights on, with people crossing safely, or are we to expect another electrical, contract to be issued just to get it up and running, and then another one after that for the operation and maintenance going forward? What are the long-term costs, and how many more contracts need to be awarded before this is up and running?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Shepherd. Gosh.
So within this contract value of $212,000, everything will be up and running. The only thing is that after it's installed, we'll be needing some kind of support for the electrical mechanical component. We got in touch with QEW, and QEW recommended us to approach KRT. KRT was not interested in that, so we are in talks with Arctic Electric to see if they will take it up. So, and I don't think it will be a very huge cost once it is installed. We don't have a figure right now, but we are in talks with different contractors to get that O&M component.
Thank you, Stevenson. Do you have? Okay. Any more questions, Councillor Shepherd and Deputy Mayor Shepherd?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm just wondering on how time critical we view the awarding of this. I'd like to be more comfortable knowing what the all-in price is going to be. I don't imagine this is work that's going to be done in the next 8 weeks. I could be wrong. I don't want to keep approving this piecemeal when we don't know what the final cost is going to be. I'm still not fully clear on how much additional electrical work is going to be required once this contract has been complete. Is this just the infrastructure with no wiring, no button that works, and no light that comes on? Or, will we be able to cross safely the day this contract is completed?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Shepherd.
So when this contract for our Tower Arctic, if they're awarded this contract for $212,736, it will make everything ready so pedestrians can cross without any hiccups. It's only after this is completed and the contract is closed for this one, then just to maintain the electrical component and other components, we need a contractor. And that's what I was trying to explain. It would be a kind of an annual contract with that particular contractor, which I'm not sure whether it will be coming under capital budget or operations budget. So.
Thank you. Councillor Stevenson.
Wait a minute, Mayor Awa. Just to Councillor Shepherd's question about the urgency, I know that there's been motions and direction on this specific crosswalk for the predate even this council's term. It's obviously of great urgency for safety. It's been a dangerous spot for pedestrians for a year, well, ever since we took the stop sign out, really. And as the boarding home next door comes on board, it's going to be even more significantly dangerous place to cross the road, especially at this time of year when it's dark. I know Councillor Shepherd was not suggesting we don't need it. He was citing concern about the contract and the cost, which I absolutely agree with. I was surprised about the idea of ongoing maintenance cost or O&M cost. I guess did consider that the city would probably be capable of taking care of lights, especially considering that with our traffic plan, we're going to have other lights in this town soon. But, you know, maybe that's a subcontracted thing. I just didn't really think about that. But whatever that contract is, I think this is an absolute necessity and we should be moving forward.
When Katimi Stevenson, Gosh.
Yeah, just wanted to add one more thing. Like, we are also the street lighting contract, which is getting executed. So we'll probably combine the maintenance of the street lights with this one so that it's kind of gives us a little bit of efficiency in how we manage things on the street lights as well as this one.
Thank you, Gosh. We got a motion here to approve Tower Arctic amount of $212,736. Moved by Deputy Mayor Shepherd. Second.
No.
Moved by Councillor Stevenson. Seconded by Deputy Mayor Shepherd. Okay, I switched those two persons. Must be a lovely night. No more questions? If no more questions, all in favor? All in favor in house, and Councillor Smith, show hand. Unanimous, motion carried. Thank you. Moving on to, I'm going to switch to my Inuk T-shirt. Then,
next item,
9F, Council Policy, Property Tax Relief.
You're 9E?
No.
9E.
Oh, 9E.
Amen.
Because for this is, I think winter game. And this will be gas.
Gas.
Sorry, gas. Stephanie, have to come in, take your place. Mr. Clark, Mr. Mrs. Clark.
Good evening. I just need to find this. I'm just here to answer questions. So I was backing up Sumon. Sure. I'm going to turn it over to Sumon right now.
So, this particular project was awarded in 2022, and the project is well under progress. We had two change orders over here, and that was one for replacing the showers in one of the rooms and also the flooring in the same room. We have an additional funding of $200,000 from QIA, which adequately covers these two change orders. And because we have a constraint of spending that additional funding which we got from QIA, I'm requesting Council's approval on those two change orders amounting to $78,768.99.
Quinn Meek, You move. Move by Deputy Mayor Shepherd and a seconder. Seconded by Councillor Huasa.
Questions, comments to the motion?
Deputy Mayor Stevenson.
Councillor Stevenson.
Just a clarification about the... In the document at the source of funding, it says the capital budget, and I know Councillor Shepherd had raised that as an issue, but if this is coming from the contribution agreement from QIA, is that still correct that we say it's coming out of the capital budget?
Thank you, Stevenson.
Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I would view the funds as a capital contribution, be offset by debit from the capital fund. So that makes sense to me.
Going to make Deputy Mayor Shepherd.
Any other questions? There are none. Are those in favor of the motion? Unanimous. Councillor Smith. In favor. Carried.
Nine F, Council Policy
23-01.
Mr. Muckford.
After you say Rod Muckford.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. Staff did a review of the policy in relation to the property tax relief criteria for nonprofits and charitable organizations. The standing policy is of Council CNCL 22-001. The amended policy will be CNCL 23-001. Staff did some further analysis and determined that there were some changes that would be appropriate to fall in line with the Property Tax Assessment Act. So we made some changes in relations to adding the application, as well as we've added more fulsome definition for residents, just to, you know, so that it would be more streamlined and not, I guess, could be interpreted differently. What I'm seeking is council to accept the proposed changes and enact CNCL 23-001.
Thank you, CEO Muckford.
Deputy Mayor Shepherd, move. Seconded by Councillor Amapala.
Questions, comments to the motion? There are none. Are those in favor? Unanimous. Councillor Smith in favor. Unanimous. Carried. Thank you.
I'm actually 9G.
9G.
Wait
a minute.
Do we have the number PC? Okay. Yeah, 9G.
9G.
And request for decision. I was speaking this. UV reactor replacement work. Summon gas.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. So for this particular tender, we received three bids. The lowest was from Natick Projects Incorporated for an amount of $415,000. The total budget for 2023 for this particular project is $475,000. So we are well within that budget figures. And therefore, I'm requesting council to approve this particular award of this particular contract to Natick.
Thank you.
Moved by Deputy Mayor Shepherd, in a seconder. Seconded by Council Sheet Stevenson. Any question or concern? Being none, all in favor? All in favor in the House, and Councillor Smith, unanimous. Motion carried. Thank you. 9H, request for decision, City of Iqaluit Operations Facility, fire pump. Summon.
Thank you, Mayor Rawa. So this particular request for decision, I will give a brief history of how this evolved. So basically, there was this uncertainty about getting the Federal Road Water Main Extension up to that new location for the new operation center. So initially, we decided that we'll go with a water storage tank and with fire pumps. And once we decided on that, the contractor provided a design for water tanks inside the old public works garage, which was not feasible because of we didn't know about the strength of the slab, and also it was occupying a bigger area. Then we kind of decided that we'll go with the downstream side, like from the fire pumps to the sprinkler, and at the same time try to see if we can get the Federal Road Extension executed during this year. So based on that, we moved ahead with this design of fire pumps, which the contractor has submitted. And this request for decision is about the procurement of the fire pumps, which is a long delivery item. Once we have this fire pump, then we are pretty much comfortable with doing the downstream design from the fire pumps to the sprinklers inside the buildings. With that perspective, I'm requesting Council for its approval to award this contract to Polytech for procurement of the fire pumps at an amount of $243,397. The other thing that has happened on this project is we spoke to Infrastructure Canada, and under the DMA funding, which we have for the long-term water supply project, they've agreed for taking up the Federal Road Water Main Extension. So most probably, we will not go with the option of a water tank inside the buildings. We will go with the connecting to the water mains there. But even then, I think the fire pumps need to be there because we have issues of low pressure in that area, particularly near the correctional facility. So that's the reason we want to keep this backup, because if we finish everything with the anticipation that Federal Road Water Main will be able to cater to the fire demands of this building, and it doesn't at the end, then probably we'll run into issues trying to install the fire pumps at that point of time. So I'm trying to get that thing in place so that even if it's a kind of a additional buffer in case we don't have adequate pressure in that line.
Deputy Mayor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just one question. The RFD doesn't seem to mention the budget. I'm just wondering, is this expense already budgeted and included in the project, or is this a whole new unbudgeted expense?
We're going to make 2 minutes, Shepherd. Gosh.
It is budgeted because if we see the water tank, we're moving with the assumption that we will have the water tanks and the sprinkler system. So instead of that, we don't have to create a new facility for the water tanks and all those things. So that cost is basically getting moved to this fire pump issue.
Did you understand?
We need a motion for that to approve 243. Moved by Councillor Stevenson, seconded by Councillor Kwasa. Any question? No question. All in favor? Yeah, unanimous in the House. Councillor Smith, Mamiana, I didn't see your hand. Okay. Let's go back to the agenda. 9A. There's request for the support.
It's I. You said A. It's A.
Oh, 9I? Yeah. 9I. Mamena. In the past, the mayor and councillors support the Cart Derby Committee. The Cart Derby is one of the most significant events organized and attended by our Iqaluit residents, solely relying on fundraising and the support of business in Iqaluit. Last year, they had a grand prize of 600 skidoo, not 600 skidoos, something 600. Something like that. This tournament is, they want to do it in May, and they also want to have a letter of support from the council. Do we need a motion? Moved by Councillor Stevenson, seconded by Deputy Mayor Shepherd. Any question, concern? Councillor Tilley.
Yeah, I was part of the board last year with the Cod Derby. It was a 600 summit. That's what the skidoo was. But there's when we first started fundraising last year, when I was part of the board, we started off with almost nothing. And this community turned it around, and we fundraised a lot, enough to get a skidoo, get a bunch of prizes, and I want this Cod Derby to keep going, because it gets big every year. Started off with like 300 participants the first year, and it grew significantly the second year. So I support the annual cod fishing derby. It's good for the community. It's good for people to get out. It's a fun event.
Questions, comments? Seeing none, all in favor? All in house? Councillor Smith, unanimous? Moving on to 9J. Management letter dated April 1, 2022. Deputy Mayor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In years past, we have approved the management letter that accompanies our financial statements at the same time as we approve our financial statements. We weren't able to review the management letter until our Finance Committee of the Whole meeting last week. I didn't think we needed to make that motion. Madam Clerk thought we did, and as usual, Madam Clerk was right. I should know better from the get-go. That being said, I move now tonight to accept the management letter dated April 1st, 2022.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Shepherd, seconded by Councillor Stevenson. Any question? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous in house. Councillor Smith, unanimous. Motion carried. Moving along, 9K, appointment of Board of Riverson for 2023. Verbal, Councillor Stevenson.
It's about it. I move to appoint John Maurice, Rowena Masoka, Bill Williams, and Michelle Hildebrandt to the Iqaluit Board of Revision as members at large for the 2023 Board of Revision.
Thank you. Motion, is there a seconder? Shepherd, second. Questions, comments? All in favor?
Unanimous. Councillor Smith agreed. Motion carried. Unanimous. Committee reports. Correspondence. From the Nunavut Research Institute.
So we have no acronym on the letter? Okay.
Okay. Hello, you read that?
You read that and you ask for a motion.
Okay. So this is application. We need a motion to for this one, Councillor Stevenson.
Yeah, I would move to support this research application.
Any seconder? Seconded by Deputy Mayor Shepherd. Any question? Being none, all in favor? All in favor in the House? Councillor Smith? In favor? Unanimous? Thank you. Oh, this was a lovely evening, isn't it? So, we have no in camera. Now we have to make a motion to adjourn. Deputy Mayor Shepherd, Councillor Amapala. Any questions? No. All in favor? All in favor in House, and Councillor Smith. Have a good evening. Thank you for the interpreters, and have a good Valentine. Have a good evening.